During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Alden Smith, Associate Dean of the Honors College, Director of the University Scholars Program, and Professor of Classics. Welcome, Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate that.
Tell us about the unique features that this program offers to students.
Well, students have an opportunity with this program to conduct independent research, to have an interdisciplinary approach to their studies, to read a good bit, a lot of it on their own as a part of the program, and to write a senior thesis.
What types of students might find themselves being a good fit in this major?
A good fit would be high-achieving students who have an independent streak in their desire for learning. These students typically will apply during their senior year of high school and have high standardized test scores and high grades in high school.
Can you talk about some of the skills that students in this program develop through their coursework?
Yes, and it's not just in the coursework, but yes, I can. Maybe the chief skill that a student develops in the University Scholars Program is this sense of independent study, really working on their own. Because the students, each student in the program has offered an opportunity to do a large reading list, a sizable reading list, that they do on their own time, not during classwork, but outside of classwork. This reading list consists of about 20 to 30 books, and they formulate the list in the summer of their before their freshman year begins. They present the list in their first advising session of their freshman year, and between that advising session and the second semester junior year, they complete the list and sit for an oral exam on that list in their junior year. So the answer would be, I think, people with a good sense of independent study.
Mm-hmm. Are there opportunities available for undergraduate students to assist faculty in various research projects?
Absolutely. And it's not just faculty in the program, but it's actually faculty in the disciplines. Each student in the program will actually shadow a major doing what we call a concentration. So in their own concentrations, each student will develop a faculty mentor, and often they will work with that student. The student will work with a mentor on various projects.
If students don't declare this major prior to starting their freshman year, say a current student who comes here as another major and realizes, "Hey, I'd like to be a university scholars major," what are the logistics of that?
They should apply. They must apply before they have completed their freshman year, and usually we look most favorably on applications that are made during the first semester. The reason for that is we don't want to be cherry-picking other majors at the university. We like people who are definitely not committed to a major to apply for the program, but people who have already declared a major or actively involved in that major are discouraged and even are not considered if they apply for our program.
How can a student best prepare for careers related to the University Scholars major?
Well, you can hear two words in the title, University and Scholars. That's not to say that everyone who's a University Scholar will go on to be a University professor or a scholar, but it is one of the things that students tend to be interested in. We do have a lot of students who will go on from Baylor to go to graduate school afterwards. The vast majority of our scholars will go to graduate school. Not necessarily for the PhD and not necessarily to be scholars. Probably actually most of them, if there's a single thing that scholars do, most of them go to medical school. So we find that about a third of our students go on to medical school for the MD. Some go on to law school for the JD, and others will go on to various different discipline-specific graduate programs for either an MA or a PhD. A few don't go to graduate school at all or don't go right away. And also, I should mention, quite a few go for the MDiv. To become pastors. Mm.
What is the biggest misconception about this major?
Well, I think the biggest misconception is that university scholars major in nothing, which is not true. That university scholars degree is for someone who can't make up their mind about what they want to do, which is also not true. It's true that many university scholars, really all virtually all university scholars, have a vast array of interests, a wide variety of interests. But their courses, their choices of courses is not a quixotic choice. Each course is carefully selected, and each university scholar works closely with an advisor in the program. And again, as I said earlier, each university scholar will shadow at least one major, often doing more than one. So, in fact, university scholars who, the conception might be that they major in nothing, but that's a misconception. In fact, they are shadowing other majors and completing the coursework for other majors so that they can go to graduate school in specific disciplines.
Mm-hmm. Can you maybe expand a little bit more on, say, the concentration that a student would do, maybe the number of hours required or sort of the practical concerns of that?
Well, for most majors at Baylor require six upper-level courses. There are some that require more and some that require a little bit less, maybe five, but most of them require six. For what we call a concentration, we would ask a student to do at least five, and we encourage them to do many more than that. The vast majority of university scholars will do at least six upper-level courses in a concentration, and quite honestly, they often do more than that. They'll do more than the minimum requirements for a major.
Mm-hmm. What are some job titles and, say, employers of graduates? You mentioned sort of the schools, MDiv, different programs like that. What about job titles?
Well, students who leave the program directly and go into the workforce, it will really depend on what their concentration was. Very few go directly into the workforce. Almost all of them go to graduate school. But for the few who do, teacher is often what they will do. Sometimes they'll take a year or two and teach in a small private school and then go on for graduate training after that. Sometimes they'll work if they're in church work, full-time church service. They will often do some work in a church and then go on from there to the MDiv and so forth. We've had students also go on and do research for a year or two before going to medical school. So the job title varies quite a bit, but the ultimate job title usually begins with a doctor in front of the name, whether it's a medical doctor or another kind of doctor.
And is there any final advice you'd like to offer to students who are listening to this podcast?
I would. I'd like students to who are high-end high school students right now to seriously look at the scholars program as an interesting way of coming to Baylor and doing independent research and independent study and learning a great deal from a very integrated approach to learning. We have three required courses in our program, but other than that, than our three required courses, there is no particularly required course for our major. So, in other words, there's a great deal of flexibility in the University Scholars Program. Also, students in the program do not have distribution requirements, although we do, again, encourage students to do the minimum requirements for Phi Beta Kappa standards, which would be, for example, a math, a science, and some languages, some literature. Other than that, students have a great deal of flexibility in building their own schedule and can often combine interests or have different interests even as areas of concentration. So for the curious, inquisitive student, who wants close advising and is thinking about a career in either academics or in some other kind of challenging field, we would encourage that student who's in high school now listening to this to look closely at our program.